Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 21 of the World of Qualtcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happened to the game over the last week, and a discussion point. And keep in mind that you can now help shape the podcast by submitting questions if you're a $10 patron or higher on Patreon. So let's dive into my week first. So I had very little time to play the game this week. So I didn't really do anything between my Monday stream and the weekend. So this has certainly impacted the amount of gold that I've made. Overall, I've had very little in terms of sales, and I'm mostly selling battle pets and some material tipping at the moment. And of course, battle pets are an extremely slow market. So, like, I'm not making a huge amount of gold from that. Materials have been doing better on some of my larger realms, which has helped drive some gold on those, at least, even though it's still not, like, making me hundreds of thousands. I had, my largest mailbox was about 70,000 gold, which is pretty good, and it was just materials on one of the highest population EU realms. Outside of materials and battle pets, I did very barely dip my toes into BOEs this week. I've started buying BOEs. I bought two of them on my old main realm. On this realm, I have like 3 million gold, and most of my inventory at the moment is very low sale rate crafted transmog that I think I'll have to vendor off because it's not worth my time to repost it. I'm getting very, very, very small, or very, very, very few sales per week, I should say. So that's something to work on. Over the next week, I plan to start increasing my BOE flipping efforts. So I'll be gradually buying more and more BOEs as the week progresses and as we slowly get more and more into Desire lore and as the amount of BOEs that get posted increases and the price should stabilize. Hopefully I can find some good deals. Definitely looking forward to going back into some usually very high sale rate or at least very high total sale markets like BOEs are. I still haven't like fine-tuned my approach to BOE flipping in terms of item level cutoffs or how I want to price my BOEs, but I'll be talking about some of that in my discussion point this week. But I'll definitely be working on improving my setup on a per realm basis because I think I want to have slightly more granular pricing than I used to, especially if I want to be more successful on a multi-level or multi-realm flipping setup, which is, of course, what I'm aiming towards. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to spend some time optimizing my settings per realm. Probably going to do that on stream when I can because I hit Exalted with all of the BFA professions, which means that I don't have to spend my time on emissaries anymore. I may do that at a point in the future for the emissary paragon caches, but at the moment I'm just kind of bored with it. So let's talk about the game. Desire lore has been out for about a week now, and since I didn't really do any crafting at the moment, I haven't really experienced whether or not the release of the raid led to any large increases in sale rates or crafted goods on my realms. Of course, if that happened on your realms, then you probably already know the answer to the question of whether or not that happened. So I didn't really notice any major changes to that side of it. As I said, I've only barely started dipping into the BOE market in terms of buying. I've bought two BOEs, and of course no sales yet because I bought them today. It'll usually take a couple of days after Mythic opens, even a week, before prices really stabilize. The reason is, of course, when Mythic and LFR starts open up, or when Mythic and LFR opens up for the first time, the rate of BOEs dropping increases by a lot. And then gradually the rate of BOEs will increase as LFR, all of the LFR rings open, wings open, and as people get into more of a farm mode on Mythic. But before that, like, the rate will be slightly lower, which means that the price will generally trend downwards quite heavily for the first week or two after a rate opens. And then it'll typically hit like some sort of equilibrium where the price doesn't change too much, but it's just like very slowly trends downwards rather than sharply trends downwards. And this is the point where it really starts to make sense to buy a lot of BOEs and to really go into flipping them. Now, with a new raid just opened up, this is definitely the time of the expansion to focus on raid-related crafting professions. If you're on a single realm, especially enchanting and jewel crafting. We're now in the second golden age of enchanting and jewel crafting, and they'll likely never again be as profitable as they are right now. At least in terms of raw profit margins, you'll still probably be making 20% at the end of BFA, but at that point 20% will be off of a much lower sale price than right now. So definitely get your enchants in, sell them as quickly as you can. Take advantage of the fact that people are raiding right now and getting a lot of item upgrades that they need to enchant. Definitely now is the time to really build wealth. It's also the time to enter the BOE flipping market again, or to enter it for the first time if that's where you are at. Now, as I have talked about on my blog, you typically require about 500,000 gold or more to really get a good inventory rolling in terms of BOE flipping, but it is by far the most profitable market in the game, and it's the best way to really generate enough gold for tokens, which is something that I guess a lot of you will be looking towards, because that's one of the main things you can really use your gold to buy. And now let's go into this week's discussion point, where I'll be talking about how you can value your BOEs when you're BOE flipping. This is actually a quite hard problem to solve. And there is a main reason for that. For a lot of items, either the market value or the region market value will be a really good will give you a really good idea of what the item is actually worth. But for BOEs, this actually doesn't work as well. And the main reason for that is because there are so many variations of the BOEs. So you can easily sit with a combination of base version, whether it's the LFR, heroic, mythic, or normal drop. And then it can have tertiary stats, it can have a bunch of different warforging, titanforging item levels. And all of these things together mean that you might end up with a piece that is actually really rare, because you have a really rare combination of item levels and tertiary stats and base item. The issue is that this item might actually not be rare, in terms of you might have an item level 400 item that's really rare, because it's based off of an LFR base item and it has a socket. But maybe item level 400 items with a socket of that specific base item isn't rare at all. So this would mean that both the DB market and the region market for that item would be completely screwed up relative to the actual market. This is because the DB market and region market and all the other TSM pricing sources are based on the specific version you have, not the item level, comparing it to item levels of other specific versions of the item. So this makes it quite hard this can make it quite hard to value your items. For instance, if you set your normal price to 120% DB market, and you end up with an item that has a very rare combination of rolls, then you might be the only one on the realm, or even on the only one on the entire region with that specific item. If you then post it continuously at 120% DB market, you'll just slowly drive the price up until it's posted at like millions of gold and no one will ever buy it. This isn't the only issue with BOEs. The other issue is, of course, that the fact that DB market and DB region market can be wildly wrong makes it very hard to evaluate deals. Like, how are you going to evaluate whether this item is a good idea to buy if you can't trust the DB market or the region market value average? Now, there are some ways to deal with this. The main one is, of course, to just use the region market value and deal with it if it happens that you get a very rare item, because usually most items will have a pretty good, a pretty stable DB region market value, which means that the region market value is usually quite good to to price your BOEs, and that's the approach that I've been using for most of my BOE flipping career, and it's for the most part, it's worked out quite well. There definitely has been times and items where it hasn't worked and where I've had to go in and do some manual changes to actually sell my items, but it's not a huge issue, and this is definitely the easiest approach to take. Now, when I first started BOE flipping back in Legion, the people I learned it from, they were using a different approach. One of these people was Graham Randall. He posted a lot of Twitter and blogged back then. He's not particularly active right now, but he used a completely different approach to pricing and BOE flipping in general. So his approach was based on setting a specific price level for a specific item level. So for instance, he would buy the item level 845 versions of the various level 101 Legion BOEs for a maximum price of 35,000, and then he would post them for a minimum price of 50,000 gold. And then for the higher item level items, like 850s, he might buy those for 50,000 gold and sell them for a minimum price of 75, etc., etc. I'm sure you understand the concept. Now, this setup has, of course, some advantages. The main one is that you'll always be posting your items at reasonable prices, and you'll always be buying them at predefined thresholds that you know you're going to make a profit off of. The disadvantages is that it requires you to do quite a lot more of upfront analysis, because you need to figure out what your price thresholds should be for a specific item or even for a specific set of items. You will also have to spend a lot more time adjusting your settings if the market changes or if something else happens, because your price thresholds will either be pretty much be hard-coded into your operations, which makes them a lot harder to change. You'll also have the issue where you'll have to have a lot of operations, because you can't just use one operation in one group for all of your items. You'll have to have one operation for every item level that the item can be in, which is a lot of work to both set up and maintain, which is why I haven't done it, because I'm a bit lazier than that. Now, TSM4 has actually added some functionality that makes this a bit easier, because with TSM4 you can refer directly to the item level as a value source in your pricing strings. This means that you could set, for instance, a price per item level above a certain point. Like, you could say, okay, I want to post them for 10,000 more per item level, or per 5 item levels, which is probably more correct. You would still probably have to have separate prices for every base item, as the price per item level will vary between armor types and item slots for sure. You'll also have to figure out what a good price per item level is based on the prices on your auction house, which would take some time on the Undermine Journal or something similar. You will also have to use groups and shopping operations most likely to do your shopping efficiently, because if you're just using a shopping scan, it'll be way too hard to figure out whether or not a deal is lower than your maximum shopping price, because you won't have an easy way to compare the price of the items on the auction house to your maximum shopping price if you're using a regular shopping search string, which is what I've been doing for BOE flipping. If you're using a group and a shopping scan to buy BOEs, the issue is that this takes a lot of time, because there are so many specific variations, and when TSM searches for that, it takes a lot of time. In fact, there are about, just from the new Desarlor BOEs, there are 2,700 different variations. So you can, of course, tell that it's going to take a while to search the auction house for all of those specific variations of the items. That being said, the approach is definitely very powerful, as it relies only on your own predetermined prices, which means that both buying and selling is a lot easier, and on some levels quite a bit safer than using the region market value average, which is what I've been doing. So as I said, the approach that I've been using is based on the DB region market value, where I buy below a certain level, which depends on the specific realm I'm on. For an example, I might buy below about 60% region market value average, and then I'll sell them at about 80% of the region market value as my minimum price. The advantage to this approach is, of course, that it's extremely easy to use. You can have one group and one operation that will deal with literally all of the BOEs in the game. You can also use the BOE or the BOE search strings to just look for epic items above a certain item level, and this is much faster than searching for groups and using shopping scans, especially for items like BOEs and battle pets. So this saves you a lot of time when executing scans. The issue is that when you've scanned the auction house, you need to look through it and compare the prices to your minimum price, which takes some time and is not like straightforward brain dead. You can't just let TSM do all of your decision making for you, which is a bit of an issue. But it's not a huge issue, especially if you're just on one realm, because it's quite easy to remember what your minimum auctioning price is. And as long as you're buying about 20 to 30% below that, then you're usually good, is what I find. It, of course, runs into the main disadvantage being that you have to rely on the region market price in TSM actually being correct for the specific item that you're looking at, which may not always be the case. You also have to look a bit deeper into the auction house and look at the prices of other items than the one you're now considering buying, because you need to compare the price of the different item level versions manually and consider, like, okay, the 400 version is cost me 50k and the 410 version is posted at 60k. Is it worth it buying the 400 version? Probably not. And this is something you'll have to determine by just looking at the auction house. Ultimately, I'm planning to take a deeper look into how I can use the item level in the value source to make a more group-based or a more item level-based pricing scheme, because I think that's better, especially when you're flipping on multiple realms. That being said, I may figure out that it's just too much work to be worth it to me. We'll see. My approach has worked quite well so far, and it's easy to make separate operations for separate realms if the price is high or low, because on higher population realms, BOEs are generally much cheaper than on low population realms. But you can easily solve that by just setting the price differential or the price based on the region market value at different levels. Like, you can, on a high pop realms, you may do like a maximum shopping price of 40% of the region market value. And then you sell them for a minimum price of 60% of the region market value, which still gives you a 30% profit margin. Whereas on a low pop realm, you might may be buying even as far up as 110% region market value and posting them at the minimum price of 130% region market value. This is something you will just have to figure out by looking at the auction house, looking at the prices compared to region market value and testing it out. Testing some approaches out and seeing which generates the most sales for you. I hope you enjoyed this, though, and hopefully this gave you some insight into how you can think about markets and how you can value them in TSM, and some of the thought that goes into picking one approach over another. There are definitely tons of ways you can use TSM for a specific market, and there's definitely not a fixed answer, especially for something like BOE flipping. So I may do a write-up of this where I show you some more of like the specific analysis I would do to figure this out. But first I'd have to actually do that analysis, because otherwise it's just meaningless words. So definitely something I'm going to look towards doing and showing you like how you can implement both of these two approaches in TSM, which I think could be pretty cool to see actually. But that's going to be it for the discussion point. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you enjoy the show and want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. And if you like my content and want to support me and make sure that I can continue making podcasts and increase the quality as well as continue publishing on my blog, then you can support me through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. This will get you early access to everything I write or create. You'll get it 3 days before anyone else, so you can get into the markets before they're completely public knowledge. You can also get access to my TSM setup, and you can ask questions to the podcast. That's it from me this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you have a very profitable week.